Welcome to It's a Good Life with Brian Buffini, founder of America's largest business coaching company. Here's a short classic cut from one of our all-time favorite episodes.
Today's topic is called Budget or Busted. The goal setting transformed me, personal growth transformed me, and getting my financial house in order certainly transformed me. So obviously we need to generate revenue, we need a chance to invest revenue, but none of that really matters if there's a hole in the bucket. And you need to understand that there is no amount of money you will ever create in your life that will be enough not to budget. People say, you know, oh, I'd love to never have to worry about money again. Well, there's a difference between having anxiety over money, which is what most people have, and not worrying about money. Because when I hear the word not worrying about money, it means I don't have to pay attention to it. People walk around with this fantasy land. If I win the lottery, then I'll be good. No, we know the numbers. 87% of the people who win the lottery file bankruptcy or are economically worse off within 5 years. Are they stupid? Are they morons? No, they just didn't have the economic structures in place. We won't coach a small business owner who won't have a budget because we will not have our name associated with someone who's guaranteed to fail. People struggle in this area, but a budget is an estimate of income and expenditure for a set period of time. Very important definition, because your budget will always change as your life changes. But we all have a relationship with money, an emotional relationship. And the word budget feels like you're being controlled, feels like you're being constricted. 59% of Americans do not budget. That means that 6 out of 10 Americans are already in dire financial trouble because they don't have the basic mechanism that's designed to give you freedom. If you hate the word budget, I want you to translate every time I say it with the word spending plan. People who hate budgets love spending. And so this is just a plan for your spending. A budget is supposed to provide peace and security. So let's get into it today. We're going to talk about why people don't budget. And the first reason is they don't have a specific goal or a plan. What's your financial goal? What are you trying to achieve? I find that I make really good eating decisions when I plan ahead, when the meals are laid out, when I know what's happening. And so we want to have a specific goal. Zig Ziglar used to say, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So what's your economic goal? And it should be now, soon, later. Short term, mid-range, long term. What's your plan? What's your goal? The next thing is people don't have a system or they have very little know-how. According to the National Endowment for Financial Education, only 24% of millennials demonstrate even the most basic financial literacy. And here's the problem. The consequences are enormous. The number one topic that leads to divorce is financial disagreements. And the reason being, there's no way to avoid it. You have to have a plan. Peter Drucker, the great business guru, said, what gets measured gets managed. And so we have to really focus on it. A last reason why people don't budget is we all tend to have this insatiable appetite for spending. Spending is fun. Spending's supposed to be fun. Warren Buffett said this. Now, this is a great mindset piece, right? Mindset, motivation, methodologies. He said, do not save what's left after spending, but spend what is left after saving. Now, in that simple statement, a man who has been the richest man in the world for many decades is giving you the formula. I'm saving this amount no matter what. And then whatever's left over, that's what I spend. That's the deal. That's the secret to success. So, in controlling your spending, here's a mindset piece. Many people try to solve their financial problems by focusing on making more money. Now, obviously, I help people make a lot more money, but you have to really get on the control side. You shore up before you build up, right? So unless you control your spending, making more money won't help. You'll just end up with bigger payments. That's Dave Ramsey. That's why people end up in bankruptcy. You have to make the decisions to spend less than you make. And that's the only way you're going to have financial freedom. So how do you do this? Well, you prioritize your expenses. So the big tips on this is you make a list of all your fixed expenses. Now, these are the needs you can do nothing about. Your mortgage payment, your car payment, electricity bills. Then you make a list of your irregular expenses. These are needs you can do something about. And then everything else are what we call wants or discretionary spending. The second point in this is to let tech be your friend. It is so much easier today to do budgeting and take financial control than when I first started teaching people this stuff. Because it used to be literally pen and paper, get it all out. And it was a bit of an IRS audit almost. And now it's just not. And so what's beautiful about today's tech is that you can get very personalized. So I'm going to give you the top apps to help you control your finances. And they're actually almost prioritized based on your personality or situation. The best app to keep from overspending, if that's really something you do all the time, is called Pocket Guard. The best app for type A personalities, okay, wrapped a little tight like myself, is called You Need a Budget. It might as well be called Shut Up and Stop Spending Money, right? But it's called You Need a Budget. Best for just budgeting itself is called Wally. Next is the best for cash style budgeting, and I like this as well, is called Envelope. So it's Mvelopes. Best for couples is called Good Budget. Away you go. So I want to really give you the tools. Let tech be your friend. We want to get into it. We know that prevention is better than cure. So control your spending. The last piece is don't solve your money problems by just trying to create more money. Work your business. Certainly you want to grow your revenue. Certainly you want to do those kinds of things. But don't just focus on earning more dough. You've got to make sure that it goes further. The last thing I want to get you into is the fun part of this, which is creating a surplus. And there's nothing like it. A surplus is a beautiful thing. The way to get there is what I call the 70-10-10-10 formula. Okay? First taught to me by the great Jim Rohn. And that is you learn to live on 70% of what you make. You save 10%. You invest 10%. And you give 10% away. And that's a great way to go. So 70% you live on, 10% you save, and you make that automatic. Now, let me give you a help with this. When I first did this formula, I added up how much I was spending. I was spending 106% of what I was making. That's a fact. And my first goal was to reduce it to 100%. How do you spend 106% of what you're making? What do you think? Yeah, credit cards. America's a great country. They let you buy stuff you can't afford. But here was my first step. I got to 100%. I was spending as much as I was making. That was progress. The next thing I got to was 97-111. And over time, you know, I increased the percentages, reduced the expenses. And I did, within a few years, get to 70-10-10-10. And so away you go. Now, if you're a young person living at home and you're working, or you work sporadically, the formula for you is 50-40-10. You get to spend 50% of what you make. You got to save 40% and then give 10%. And that's because you're not paying rent yet. And so 70-10-10, beautiful process. Live, save, invest, give, and understand that you don't get there overnight. And so I know this is big stuff here today. I'm telling you, you can build a fortune. Life's hard by the yard. It's a cinch by the inch. You have to do things, though, that not everybody does. You have to live that counterculture lifestyle. Forbes said that 34% of small business owners do not have a retirement savings plan. That means a third of all small business owners are living by their wits, hoping there's no downturn, and basically have no plan to ever move on or move out. So, just something to think about. I'm going on here today because I'm fired up about this particular subject. It's something you do, and then it's something you are. And what you become is very conscious about your money. Okay, creating a surplus. Here's a couple of tips. We're going to do the 70-10-10-10. If you own a small business, the next place is to invest in your business. So many people, they spend the money when they make the money on their home life, on their lifestyle. Invest in your business. Your business is the golden goose. Your business needs to grow. Are you investing in marketing? Are you investing in yourself? Are you investing in coaching? Do you have a coach? Are you investing time and money and effort into people that can help you? And rather than spend money on the Jimmy Choo shoes, could you take a client to dinner? Next, after you invest in your business, then invest in yourself. Ben Franklin was America's first millionaire. He said an investment in knowledge pays the best interest. And so that's where we want to go. So what have we covered today? We covered the reason people don't budget, from the emotional part to the know-how part to the just the difficulty of it. We talked about controlling our spending, and we talked about creating a surplus. And if we do that, you can be well on your way. I'm a house painter, fifth generation house painter from Dublin, who came to America with $92 in his wallet and got into hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt with a motorcycle accident. If I can start there and end up here, what can you guys do? Blow past what anything I've ever done. And it's there.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this quick cut. Head to the show notes to listen to the full episode. If you'd like to elevate your business to achieve your goals, talk to one of our experts on a free business consultation. Visit itsagoodlife.com/BC to schedule yours today.
May the road rise up to meet you, and may the wind always be at your back. May the rain fall soft upon your fields, and the sun shine warm upon your face. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. See you next time.